We continue today in our journey through Shemona Esrei, and we find ourselves in the bracha of Shema Kolenu. And I think for many of us, this bracha really captures the essence of Shemona Esrei. For it's in this bracha that we say, Shema Kolenu Hashem Elokeinu, hear our voices, Hashem our God. Chus v'rachim aleinu, have compassion upon us, v'kabel b'rachamim, uv'ratzon es tefil aseinu, and receive our prayers. Receive our prayers. Receive our prayers with kindness. Receive our prayers with graciousness. And although throughout the entire Shemona Esrei, we have been davening and petitioning God for a variety of different requests, it's almost as if in Shema Kolenu, it's the catch-all bracha. It's here that, you know, although you look through the brachas of Shemona Esrei, there's pretty much nothing that we haven't mentioned already, right? We've spoken about wisdom. We've spoken about parnasa. We've spoken about health, refuah, Mashiach, everything that we normally daven for, we've already articulated. But yet again, Chazal felt the need to include this additional bracha of just hear our voice. Hashem, please listen to our tefillos. And of course, in this bracha is where we have the opportunity to add in a whole variety of supplemental tefillos as well. But I want to draw your attention to the opening phrase. Shema Kolenu, hear our voice. Shema Kolenu Hashem Elokeinu. So it's interesting, it doesn't say Shema Tefillaseinu. But rather, again, it doesn't say hear our prayers, and he says hear our prayers a little bit later on. But it begins by saying Shema Kolenu, hear our voice. And what's the pshat? Because remember, it doesn't say, it could have said Shema Diburenu, Shema Tefilasenu. Kol is voice. Voice can be with words, a voice could be without words. I could go ahead and right now you hear my voice because I'm articulating speech. But if I sing a nigun, right, if I sing a tune without words, that's also my call, that's also my voice. And in fact, again, if you go back and you look at Sefer Bereishis, we know in the incredible story where Yaakov Avinu goes in to get the brachos from his father. And Yaakov Avinu is disguised and dressed up as his older brother Esav. And Yitzchak Avinu senses that something is a little bit off, and he says, HaKol Kol Yaakov Ayedayim Yidei Esav. The voice is Yaakov. But the hands, the hairiness of the hands, the clothing, that's Esav. And the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh says that there's a deeper meaning to that. Yitzchak Avinu sensed, Kol Kol Yaakov. The Baal Shem Tov says, Kol doesn't just represent your voice. It doesn't just represent your words. It represents your inner being, your inner voice. Yitzchak Avinu sensed that there was holiness in the room with him. And he knew that that was not the holiness of Esav. Hakol, the inner voice, the gestalt, the essence. Hakol, call Yaakov. When I sit here in this room, I feel the presence of Yaakov. Vayadayim, the physicality that feels like Esav. Yitzchak Avinu was confused. Was it Yaakov? Was it Esav? He sensed the call of Yaakov, but felt the physicality of Esav. And perhaps that's the pshat in this bracha. You see, when we say Shema Kolenu Hashem Elokeinu, what are we saying? Are we asking God to hear our tefillos? Well, we say that just a moment later. The Kabel Barachamim Uvaratzon Es Tefilaseinu. We ask God to hear our prayers. We ask God to take a passion. So what is it, Shema Kolenu? And perhaps what we're saying is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, hear my call, my inner voice. See, dear friends, many times we look one way on the outside, but we are someone dramatically different on the inside. Now, usually when someone says a statement like that, we usually have a negative take on it. Outside, I look so pious. I look so holy. And inside, I'm so morally bankrupt. I'm so negative. I'm so filled with faults and failures. But no, I think something's just the opposite. Sometimes on the outside, we look so ordinary. We look so regular. But there is a call. There is a voice inside of me that is yearning, that is bubbling to come out. There's holiness that is coursing through my veins that just wants to flow outside and accomplish great and dynamic things. But often, for whatever the reason, we keep it trapped inside, or sometimes, I think really, we don't even know that we possess it. And so in this bracha, what we are saying is, Shema Kolenu Hashem Elokeinu. Ribono Shel Olam, you have the ability to do something that no human being has, which is you have the ability not just to see me for what I am, but you have the ability to see me for who I can become. You have the ability to see me with the potential that I have. You see, when the world looks at me, All they see me is for who I am on the outside and what I've done. The world judges you based on your past accomplishments or failures, for the world cannot predict what you're going to do in the future. But you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have the ability to see me not only for who I am right now, but for who I can become as well. Shema Kolenu Hashem Elokeinu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, don't just listen to the words I'm saying. Don't just listen to the words I've said. But listen to the words that you know I can say. Look inside of me. See, HaKol Kol Yaakov, you know, so many times in life, Yadayim Yedei Esav. To be honest, sometimes I just act like Esav. Sometimes I look like Esav. Sometimes I behave like Esav. Sometimes I act like Esav. And I begin to think that I'm Esav. But in reality, even when I behave like Esav, HaKol Kol Yaakov, the inner essence of who I am, that kol that sometimes never is heard and never gets expressed because it's trapped inside of me, it's there. The Kol Yaakov is inside of me. Kadosh Baruch Hu, sometimes no one else could see that kol, but you could see it. You could hear it. Shema Kolinu Hashem Elokeinu. Please, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, first and foremost, see me not only for who I am, but see me for who I can become. Judge me and look at me and love me, not only for the words that I say and the words that I use, but the kol that I can produce, the beautiful inner holiness inside of me that is yearning to come out. Look at me for what I can become and give me the strength to get there. We'll stop over here for today. We'll continue with the Bracha of Shema Kolenu Mi'Yartzei Hashem in coming weeks. I'm wishing everyone a wonderful day.